From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans. This is the Rink Podcast with Ranger Proud. The New York Rangers win 3-1 over the Anaheim Ducks. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes always can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, your Stitcher app. So without further ado, we're going to bring on Ranger Proud. But let me say this real quick because I have a lot to say on this game. What a monster night by Kevin Hayes. All game long, a lot of shots on goal attempts, and I was kind of almost going to take the angle tonight as far as Rangers need finishers and what. And he kind of shut me up with that narrative because he finished on that third period on that penalty kill, shorthandedly going up 2-1 with 40 seconds left in the game. And then you had Hedo with an empty netter, who was also fantastic in this game as well. But RP, Ranger Proud, what's going on, man? How's everything?
Man, you know something? That's a really good way to end a couple of bad hockey games. Out shooting the Ducks 14-1 in the third. Mm-hmm. That's probably their best third period they played in weeks.
I'll say all season.
I tell you, Henrik Lundqvist must be wondering, like, what the hell happened? Because they never play that well in front of them. They gave Gorgiev every opportunity to win that game. I can tell you something, that's a solid win for them. They took advantage of the Ducks and played back-to-back nights. Looks like they got a little tied in the third. And like you said, Hayes scored the big goal. That's 5 points in five games in a row for Kevin Hayes. A much, much needed win. A little bit of a confident booster. But, you know, we've said it along. Of all the rookies, Hedo's really kept the pace up the whole season. And he did it again tonight. He looked sharp in all three periods. A really good win for the team.
A very well played third period, like you said. I think this was the best third period of the season. The Rangers controlled; they dominated the time of possession with the puck in the entire third period. It seemed like if you were to say out of 20 minutes in the third period, I think they probably had the puck for maybe a good 16 at minimum. I mean, they were always in the zone. They had good puck control. They didn't give up the puck. Maybe the Ducks were a little bit tied to being back-to-back games. I mean, they've been on a nice win streak as well. But RP, I thought this was a game where they're kind of, I would say, mirrors of each other. But if the Rangers, to me, defensively play like this versus a good Anaheim team who's more, you know, big body, they'll do all right. You know, they'll definitely hold their own. Defensively, they were solid on that. And arguably, to me, Gorgiev had a shutout. I mean, that goal he gave up against, that wasn't really his fault. It was deflected and shot off his finish. So I thought Gorgiev was spectacular tonight.
I agree. He played pretty well. It really paid for him going down to the Hartford Wolfpack and getting that game action in that he needed. A smart move by the organization to keep him going, which is what the coaching staff, they said they were going to do from the beginning of the season, knowing how much they want to play Lundqvist. So, well done by them. Smart move. It paid off tonight. He looked sharp in goal. He looked confident in goal. And, you know, you couldn't ask for much more from him. I think that was his fifth win on the year. And like you said, he didn't get the shutout in the book, but that's a real solid performance for him.
The five Rangers that stood out for me tonight, it was Kevin Hayes, Philip Hedo, Brett Howden, Vlad Nemestikov, and Jimmy Vesey. Those five Rangers tonight, I mean, they all played well for a certain extent. I thought Zuccarello underratedly played Zuccarello's type of game, but outstanding play as far as setting up guys, especially in the third period. Those five Rangers in particular really helped lead the team to a good, nice win where it didn't seem like the Rangers were going to get anything through two periods. They couldn't find a shot on goal. And then that's pretty much what the Ducks do to you. They swarm you. They hound you. It feels like they got four or five defensemen on the ice whenever you're in transition. They did a great job defensively, and the Rangers did a great job still sticking with their guns. And a guy like Brett Howden, who was struggling early on with the puck, he had an excellent rush to set up the tying goal with Vlad Nemestikov middle of the third period. I thought Howden's game tonight, he did a very good job with the rush. He did a good job with finding guys, early on in the period, early on in the first period, he was being harassed by Jacob Silverberg and Berg, but later as the game went on, these former Lightning guys, and the Domestikovs and Howdes, man, they kept the Rangers in it. They really did. That VC line with the Domestikovs, they did a good job tonight, man.
Yeah, but Howden's first point in 8 games. I mean, Nemtsov had 2-point night tonight, a goal and an assist. Scored a beautiful goal to tie the game up. This is what you're looking for on a more consistent basis, but it shows you what the team has when things go their way and when they play a smart hockey game. They played a smart hockey game defensively tonight. They didn't give the Ducks a lot. I mean, as little shots on goal the Rangers had in the second, the Ducks barely didn't have that many shots in the second. It was that kind of hockey game, and it played to their strength. You know, the Rangers kept at it. You know, another bad too many men on the ice penalty. Got to find some way to stop taking those. You could see it in the coach's face when it got called again. But, you know, other than that, it really wasn't a lot to nitpick. I thought Staal and Pionk had another solid game on defense. Shea played good. There was a lot of positives. They seemed to be able to correct a lot of the miscues they had the last 2 games. And, you know, it's the kind of win that hopefully they can build up on. Now I think the next game is, you know, going to be Saturday in Toronto, a real tough task. But, you know, a lot of good things. I like the way the defense played. As a 5-man unit on the ice, they played much better defensively. The wingers are coming down. The centers are coming all the way down to help the defensemen out, which is what Quinn is trying to get the team to do all season. You could see it as a 5-man unit. They were much more in sync tonight. They were better on the puck coverage. They were better with puck possession. Look at the third period, like you said, Steve. They dominated the third period. That puck possession, you know, you have the puck, so the other team does it, and that cuts down on your shots against. They didn't have nearly the high scoring chances that the Golden Knights had on Sunday. It was a total turnaround, and it was good to see the team could bounce back, not getting too caught into that quicksand of losing and losing and losing. So it was an important win.
Yeah, it really was. And I was really about to get on the narrative. It had the Rangers win in overtime or had they lost this game. My whole thing was tonight was not finishing on plays. They had a lot of plays where they just couldn't get past Chad Johnson tonight, RP. But Kevin Hayes had a lot of shot on goals early on in this game where I said, you know, talent-wise, offensively, that's the issue. That's the Achilles heel of this team. They don't have finishers. And we saw it on a night where we actually got a play that was finished with 40 seconds left in the game by Kevin Hayes because we're the whole first period, he had a lot of plays like that, and he just couldn't convert. Like, a lot of elite players offensively in this league would have finished on a couple of those plays, probably would have had a 2-0 lead on Anaheim.
Yeah.
But I saw a play tonight with Domestikov. He had a nice wraparound attempt, and they had Manson on him, chasing him around the net. He put a lot of pressure tonight, Domestikov. I thought he had an awesome game with the shots on goal. Throughout the game. If you go back...
What's nice about Nemetskov is before he got the concussion, he was starting to play well. And since he's come back, he missed 3 games with the post-concussion syndrome. He picked right up where he left off. So it's good to see that he didn't really lose much of a step, and he's being productive, and he's doing a lot of good things on the ice. And I agree, they don't have the big finisher. We've discussed that plenty of times. So they need to take advantage of, you know, every opportunity they can. And remember, today's December 18th. This is their first regulation win in December. It's only the second win of the month. But the other one was the shootout win against the Panthers. So, you know, it was time. The schedule's going to start getting harder. They're going to be getting more games in a short amount of time. So they really needed the win tonight, a regulation win tonight.
They did. I mean, going back to Filip Hedo, let me look at how I saw Filip Hedo all game long. The alertness, the quickness, especially to take the puck with 48 seconds left in the first period, he drew a penalty. Just little things like that, just keeping the pressure on his skating ability. It was on display tonight. Now, let me get to this too, because I don't want to lose track of this, because this could have been a disaster, and Dave Quinn was actually correct. that was a bullshit goaltender interference. He got pushed in the back, and the refs called goaltender interference on Hedo. Now, it worked in the Rangers' favor because you know what I liked about the PK tonight, and it had its struggles up and down. They had Hayes and Hedo up at that top, and what have I said about Hayes all season long about him being on the PK? I don't like Zibanejad out there on any of the PK units as much as I love Kevin Hayes because for whatever reason, he's not as fast, but he knows where to be in the right play. He had an excellent poke check of the puck to clear the puck the first go-around on the PK that off the Hedo goalie interference. And then the very next shift coming back down, they got the puck, stole the puck, and he came down and scored a goal. And Kevin Hayes has been nothing but remarkable defensively for this team this year. And it really shows. Shift in and shift out on the PK. When I see him on the PK, I'm comfortable. But when he's not out there, I have my worries, RP. And this is proof. I mean, if I had even more concrete proof of my analysis, my observation on Kevin Hayes on the PK, it was tonight. He was fantastic on the penalty kill tonight. As bad as the penalties have been early in the first period, too, he was fantastic, man.
Yeah, he was. He's been playing really well for the team right now. The team's been kind of – he's been bringing the team to that next level a little bit, which is what you want to see. And, you know, it's an all-around good game. You could find a lot of good out of this game tonight, which is what the team needed. I think Quinn was able to, instead of pinpointing some good things with some bad things, they didn't really do a lot of poor things on the ice tonight. They didn't make a lot of mistakes.
No.
Like you said, even the one goal the Ducks scored was a ricochet off Zibanejad.
Right.
You know, sometimes that's just going to happen. It was just a shame because the Rangers weren't scoring, so all night you're going, look at this. We're losing 1-0 late in the third on a garbage banking goal off our own player's foot that went into the net. So,
right.
You know, that would have been, like you said, it would have made the loss so much more. Well, look, this is how bad things are going, that when they go good, they're going bad. So I could definitely understand that, but I think as a whole, you'll find that most of the players, tonight's lineup, you couldn't really find a negative. I think everybody did their job. Everyone knew what their role was on the ice. From, you know, Chris Kreider played a really solid hockey game. You heard his name mentioned a lot. He was driving to the net. He was taking the body. Zibanejad had a key play at the end of the game that set up the empty net goal.
Your top players
were involved, which they need to happen more often. Those top six forwards, when the team's playing bad, they're really not playing good. And when the team's winning, you see them in the box score. Not even on the box score. They just make an impact in the hockey game, and the Rangers need that more. That's what the target needs to be. And I think that's what Quinn, after now 30 games, 35 games, he has to start realizing what he needs to do to push the buttons to get these guys to play better. And, you know, he's a rookie coach, and that's taking time. This isn't, you know, Alain Vigneault or John Tortorella when they know the buttons to push to get certain guys to play a certain way when you really need it. And he's still learning that. So the players themselves have to start stepping up and playing the kind of hockey game they played tonight.
Absolutely. Let's get back to that goaltender interference. What was your thoughts on that? Because I don't think – as well as the game went.
You get hit from behind, and you can see him trying to stop at the same time.
That's true.
A lot of times when a player gets hit from behind, he's going to run the goalie going, well, the guy hit me from behind, so I'm going to take advantage of it. Hedo isn't at that level yet. He really isn't. He's a young 19-year-old kid. He got hit from behind, and you could see him trying to stop. You could see him turning his hips, trying to stop on the dime, not get into the goalie as hard to show that he's making an effort to not hit the goaltender. I don't think if the goalie got hurt or not should be indicative if a penalty is going to be called or not. And I don't know if that happened or not tonight because when Johnson was down, the Rangers announcers weren't saying there was a penalty or not. They were talking about the hit. So I don't know if the referee called it right away or if he caused it a delay with the injury. They thought about it and called it, which isn't really the way it's supposed to be called. But if you look at the definition of that goaltender interference call, Hedo couldn't do anything else. So,
absolutely not.
You know, sometimes the referee sees it from a different side of the ice, from a different angle. Maybe he didn't notice Hedo trying to stop. You know, he's watching the play. I just thought there was a lot to it. But it's almost every call nowadays you can second guess. So you just got to take the good with bad with that one. Good thing it didn't turn into a power play goal for. And at the end of it, we wound up winning the game when it was a shorthanded delay of game call was
right,
pretty good.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Going back to Philip Hedo, like I said about what he did late in the first period, drawing that penalty, that hooking penalty. Then you even saw, even in the third period with 5 minutes left, where I don't know if you remember the play, and it probably won't be, you know, mentioned on the score sheet or anything like that, but just looking closely at the game, where Hedo had a turnaround in between the circles, he had a turnaround wrist shot. The whole point of that was to continue to put the pressure on the Ducks. See, your points as far as with the Rangers dominating the third period, because it's little plays like that where the Rangers could have reset, regroup, put the shots at the point where they continue to put shots on goal throughout the third period. And little plays like that where he did a spin around wrist shot that it could have caught a lot of goalies off guard. If it had been a little bit more accurate, Hedo probably would have got that goal to go, you know, go up 2-1. Just little things like that is that really impressed me by Howden tonight, Filipino, Mestikov. I thought Jimmy Vesey's skates tonight was really alive tonight. Jimmy Vesey was out hustling. He worked his ass off tonight. There's no doubt about that. What was your thoughts on VC?
One of his better games of the season, I thought. Like you said earlier, he was in your top five, and I couldn't disagree with any of those. So he played well. He was shooting. He was skating. He's had an edge to his game the last couple of weeks anyway, and now he's seeming to put all of that together. So it was a solid game. Let me just say to you and the fans and all, I'm going to have to cut you guys short tonight because I got something going on with work. But I just want to tell everybody before I cut off, have a really Merry Christmas, because I'm sure next Tuesday we're not doing a show, Steve. I apologize for cutting you off, but something just came up, and I got to go running, but I wanted to call in because, damn, that was a fun win. So we don't get a lot of those post-games, Steve. You know, when they get a good game like that, we get to jump on the air. So I do apologize for cutting you guys short, but I have to get going. So have a Merry Christmas and all, and I will talk to you guys in, I guess, 3 weeks, right, Steve?
Right. We'll be right back right at the start of the new year, man. Ranger Proud. Continue the dialogue on Ranger Proud's Facebook page on his game. Follow his articles, Facebook, Twitter, Ranger.Proud on Instagram. And Elite Sports New York writer, senior writer for Elite Sports New York. Let me continue the other points of this game from what I saw, and we'll wrap up. Because Budnievis, we saw the ups and downs of Budnievis tonight. We saw him early on in the game with the holding penalty. Then you saw he had actually had a good, excellent defensive play at the blue line. He had a good wrist shot on goal against Chad Johnson tonight. But he had his ups and downs, but defensively, I thought Budnievis was, as the game went on, I thought he was very good. I also thought Elias Anderson, there's been that narrative, and you guys know how I felt after that game, the way he got the puck stolen from him in the neutral zone over the weekend. And there's been that talk about Elias Anderson was publicly very, very disgusted how he gave up that puck, and it turned around and went for a go-ahead goal against the Rangers versus Vegas. Out of the Rangers, you know, I would love to see Elias Anderson get going. It's probably be the step in the right direction for Elias Anderson. And but all the other guys, you know, the Howdens, the Hedos, and the Mestikovs and VCs tonight were fantastic. And I almost forget about the goalie. The goalie had a good night too. Now, he hasn't seen a lot of shots on goal, but his technique, whether it was Ryan Getzlaff or Berg, he did his job tonight. He was pitching the shutout in my eyes. I know on the score sheet it's going to say he gave up the goal to a Berg off the skate or the leg of Mika Zibanejad, but Georgiev was fantastic tonight. And this is another blessing for the New York Rangers. We've had this run with Cam Talbot, backup goalies over the last several years. Even Pavlik, even to an extent, had his moments last year as a backup goalie. And then now you have Gorokiev towards the tail end of last year now getting a little more spot starts here and there behind Lundqvist. And he was fantastic tonight, man. That was just remarkable. Because, you know, this game was one of those situations where it's a heavy defensive game. If you're a defensive-minded hockey fan, this was the game for you. The Ducks felt like they were going on for what, the first 50 minutes. It felt like they were going to win this game because the Rangers just couldn't get nothing. Even though the Rangers had shots on goal, they weren't clean, crisp shots on goal. I mean, a couple of shots here and there with the Nemestikov wraparound. You saw Hayes feed Kreider on a breakaway. You saw little things like that, but nothing that is like, oh, man, it should have scored. But that Nemestikov goal off the Howden pass really woke up the Garden because I thought the Garden was really sleep tonight, man. I mean, it was one of those games that was just after a lot of the penalties early on in the game, you saw more a well-played second half of the second period and the third period as well. As far as no penalties, and towards the late of the game, which was a BS call we're talking about with the goalie, and then like RP said, you had the delayed call and a shorthanded goal by Hayes. So you saw things within reach as far as the Rangers getting back into this game. Woke up the crowd, man. Happy for Vlad Nemestikov, because as much as he struggled, and since last year coming over in the trade with Tampa Bay, couldn't really find his way, and then you saw him going up and down in the lines and getting benched. They coming back from injury. Now you see him being a little bit more productive over the last few games. And I guess that Tampa Bay Lightning connection with Howden, I mean, there's a little bit something there. It is what it is. I'll say this also, my thoughts on the Rangers over the weekend, because the Coyote game, it's a – how would I say this? The power play goals, they could not be stopped. The three goals versus the Coyotes and allowing that team to come back the way they did, and they lost in overtime off of all the Rangers or former Rangers, Derek Stepan finishing them off in overtime. That was the most painful loss. I wouldn't say – I know the Vegas Golden Knights are a good team. I don't think they are as dominant like they were last year. I think everybody's up on them. They're not sleeping on them. And they don't have that everybody against the world edge like they did coming off the expansion draft last year. So, but they're still a good team, the Vegas Golden Knights. But undoubtedly, maybe – the worst, probably arguably the worst loss of the season, definitely top two or top three, was the Friday loss versus the Coyotes. They should have smoked Arizona. They should have destroyed them. They were up 3-0. They gave up a 3-0 lead at home. That really, really made it painful to watch that game on a Friday night. I was very irate how that game went down, and the Rangers defensively just got exposed or broken down. And then RP mentions they had a good game. Maybe they ran into the right opponent on the right night. Back-to-back nights for the Ducks, they were, what, 9-1 in the last 10 games. But let's be real. I didn't ever really fear the Anaheim Ducks. When I look at the Pacific Division, Anaheim is not – they're a good team because they're a veteran team, but they're kind of old, man. They're a veteran. They've been around the block. They have – guys who've been down there, won Stanley Cups about over a decade ago, and it's like they should. If anybody, we talk about the Rangers last year need to get rid of older players and trade. I'm surprised with that franchise or that team. Well, to a certain extent, that they haven't started the rebuild process. Now they went more of a boarding team. They're a more physical team. I hear all this talk about utilizing their speed. I don't look at the Ducks as a speedy team. I don't look at the Ducks as a squad that's going to outrush you. That's just not, to me, that's not their game. They're kind of more of a defensive-minded big fours, like Ryan Getzlaf, Silverberg, you got a Berg, you got also Ryan Kessel, who's been, it seems like the last couple of years he can't get off the injury bug. So they're more of a Corey Perry, defensive-minded squad that can hurt you as the game goes on. They'll wear on you. That's kind of how I see the Ducks, but I don't look at them necessarily as a threat. I mean, I don't even see them in the conference, that own conference. Like, by the time I get to the Anaheim Ducks, I'm talking about the seventh, eighth team, best team in the conference, maybe at best. So, I mean, their division, I don't even look at them as top three. You know, I see Calgary better than them. I saw, definitely San Jose is definitely better than them. And then the Vegas Golden Knights. So, right off rip. Even you, arguably, you could put Vancouver as a good comeback team this year. But I don't look at the Anaheim Ducks as this vile threat, you know, tonight. And the Rangers needed to get a win versus that team, because had they lost to that team, they would have lost to three Pacific Division teams in a row at home. The Coyotes on Friday, Vegas Golden Knights on Sunday, and now you have the situation on Tuesday versus the Ducks. So they needed to win. They definitely needed to get the W without a doubt. I mean, I don't know if there's anything else I can add to this episode. I think I hit up on all the points of what I saw. The penalty kill, which has been a huge black eye this season. I think a lot of it has to do with, you had guys like the last couple of years. You had Michael Grabner on the penalty kill before he got traded to the Devils last year, who's done an excellent job with penalty kills, the top 10 penalty kill type of unit. This season, you see Mika Zibanejad, Neil Pionk, Mark Stahl, and then you have Brady. You know, you have that penalty kill unit, which I don't like at all. Where I am in more favor with the Brady Shea, Vladimir Nemestikov, Kevin Hayes, and then they alternate between Cody McQuaid and Matt Zuccarello. I like that penalty kill unit, and that penalty kill unit pretty much won the game tonight. With 40 seconds left in the game. And good job by Quinn pushing the right buttons and putting them in the right unit at the right time to secure that win. Or they were at least killed off the unit, at least get 1 point out of the deal. So, I mean, there was all but not lost with the 1 point on Friday. It could have been a 1 point going into overtime. But you wanted, like RP said, you wanted to get the regulation win. So it is what it is. Now, with the 4-on-4 break, Kreider, this is one of those nights where Kreider – you wish he would have got a point, a couple of at least one goal. He had the 4-on-4 break tonight. He had a backhand chance tonight that was about what he had. Like, he was 10 feet away from the net, just couldn't get it on goal. Buchnevich was a little bit quiet tonight, but they did a good job hounding him. And Jacob Silverberg for the Ducks was all over Buchnevich, but it was all a good team win because other guys stepped up. It is what it is. We're gonna do like this. We got Toronto. We got a couple of division home games, Philadelphia, Columbus. And then we got to go to Nashville. So these are some tough, tough games, man. And I think this is what makes me pissed about what happened over the weekend versus the teams in the Pacific Division, the Coyotes, the Vegas Golden Knights, and now the Ducks. Well, you got the win versus the Ducks, but at least you should have won 2 out of 3. And I think that win should have been in Arizona because the next 4 games is going to be tough. Real tough. Philadelphia, as bad as they've been, they played the Rangers well. All right. And then Columbus is a very good, solid team. We already know. We've talked about them over and over. You saw me at the game versus the Columbus in Ohio. So you have Toronto this weekend, and you got to go arguably a top two team in Nashville, in Nashville, Tennessee, on Saturday after the holiday. So they got the work cut out for them. It is what it is. But to wrap up this episode, I would like to say this is why it's 60 minutes of hockey, you got to play, you got to skate in every shift. And Rangers did that tonight. And sometimes the puck doesn't go your way, sometimes it does. It is what it is when it comes to that. But they stuck with it. And even me as a fan, I was like, man, I don't think we're going to get a goal tonight because they're not an excellent scoring team. You're going to have to play. The Rangers are going to have to execute well on defense, and they found the right opponent. I'm not even going to say that if they played another team in the conference. I mean, some of these other teams who are offensively better than the Ducks probably would have had a lot more success with scoring chances versus the Rangers tonight because the Rangers give up a lot of shots on goal this year. They give up a lot. They happen to it seemed odd, but versus a team, I thought the Ducks would have actually played as well as defensively, they played in the second and the third period. I thought they could have smothered them, played that old school 20 years ago, New Jersey Devil. You know what? We got our lead. We're going to just play prevent defense. We're going to have 4 or 5 guys back there as if we got 4 defensemen back there. I thought that's the game the Ducks should play against the Rangers, but they didn't. They gave Rangers opportunity to skate. See, the Rangers could skate with almost any team in the league if you give them out there ice. They want to play that transition game. And that's a lot of the even strength goals are going to come off of skating. They're not really good in the zones like that, but when it comes to pushing and stretch passes, the Rangers could play. I mean, they're all right with a top 10 team when it comes to that stuff. And I thought the Ducks, they kind of blew that chance on that. Maybe they retired. I don't know. They gambled, but the penalty kill, it actually set up beautifully for the Rangers. Like I said, with Zuccarello and Hayes leading the charge on that second penalty kill unit. Remarkable, man. Remarkable. Like Ranger Proud said, we're going to be back on for the Rank podcast after the holiday. And if you haven't heard, go back into our website, bleedblueshow.com, iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher apps, if you want to download it to your phone from those apps. But also our website, bleedblueshow.com, you could stream or download all episodes. And listen to our stakeholder party. We talked about the year-round, year review in sports with Ranger Proud, Knickerbocker Avenue, myself, and Chris. Great episode, great Major League Baseball, NHL, NBA, the whole nine, boxing. We talked about what happened in 2018 for good and the worst for our teams and our enemies as well. But this is the conclusion of the Rink Podcast. Rangers win 3-1. Empty netter by Hedo to seal the deal. Go-ahead goal by Kevin Hayes with 40 seconds left in the game. Excellent win, man. Excellent win, man. Get the 2 points and go back. And get ready for this weekend's game versus a tough Toronto team up there in Ontario. Without further ado, man, the Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Sangria Su, ladies and gentlemen, play blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.